Do you want to hear the craziest story of my whole life?
Yes.
This poor magician is like now I think dating someone and he's like thriving. And I keep talking about him because I'm like, this was the craziest shit ever.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Height, the podcast. I'm Allie, back with my co-host Erica. Happy Sunday, Erica.
Happy Sunday. How are you feeling? You had a eventful weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I just got back from my fall house with my friend where 17 of us were staying in an Airbnb for the weekend.
17?
17.
I was creeping your stories. I didn't realize it was 17.
Yeah. Although if the Airbnb, if you are the Airbnb host, there were 16 of us.
Hey, there were definitely 16.
17 and two dogs.
Oh, there were pets. Oh.
Yeah, there were two dogs. They were allowed. But yeah, it was. So we do this every year around Halloween, end of October, early November. There's always a theme. So this year's theme was wigs and onesies.
Oh, cute. I like that. That's fun.
It was really fun and so comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm always just in like the coziest stuff at these houses anyway. Like it's like a no makeup sweatpants vibe kind of thing. But it was very fun. My friend Darcy, who's been on the pod before. Oh, you've met Darcy a couple times.
Oh, yeah. I know Darcy.
Yeah. So he is the best game master. He just loves creating games.
Wait, and he created most of those games?
Every single one.
Stop. Those were very creative. I was creeping your stories very hard.
He's incredible. Like, wow. I keep telling him it's a business. Like, he should make a business. Darcy, if you're listening, it's a business. I don't actually know if he listens, but I'll find out. So he creates all the games and each year is like a different vibe. One year was like a survivor theme. This year, because the theme was onesies, it was a sleepover theme. So all the games were like sleepover theme, 7 minutes in heaven, pillow fight, tag.
So cute.
It was really, really fun. We had a great time. My team came in second. I was actually with Darcy's girlfriend. She was my, it's like a randomized, team generator every year. And this year it was a partner thing. So I was with her. We came in second. It was very exciting.
Oh yeah. I would be excited.
Yeah. So it was really fun, but I'm now in that like anxiety. It's like the Sunday scaries coupled with coming off of a really fun trip. It's like that double whammy.
Oh yeah, back to reality, back to your boxes.
Yeah. Oh god, don't even. I'm literally sitting amongst, it's so sad, it's bad.
It'll get there.
I know. How are you? How was your weekend?
Good. I had a great weekend. I do have some fun news to share.
Oh,
with the pod fans. I am going to be on the James Corden show this
Hell
week.
Hell yeah!
Officially. It's finally official. I
knew you were going to do it, but I didn't know that you had your date finalized.
Yes, it's finalized. So it's been a journey. It's finally here, and I'm very, very excited. So,
congratulations!
Thank you. It's going to air the 17th is when it airs. I tape it the day before, airs the next night. And in addition to that, guess who I'm going to see when I'm in LA?
Who?
Rourke.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to get dinner because I hit her up. I was like, hey, I want to celebrate this Corden thing and I want to go to like a bougie, delicious dinner. And you said she's very good with food.
Oh, she will. That is the perfect person to ask where to go and also accompany you. That's so amazing.
Yeah, because she listened to one of our Patreons. And she messaged me being like, oh, are you moving to LA? And I said, yeah, that is my plan.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be there now. Let's hang. So I'm very excited. I get to meet Rourke in real life.
That's so awesome. And so wait, this is actually going to air on the 14th, this episode. So when you're listening to this, you're like the listeners still have time to tune in.
Yes, it'll be out in a couple days. So I'm very, very excited. That's my big news.
Oh, that's so exciting. Did you pick your outfit yet? Because this was a big debate.
Okay, I narrowed it down to two options.
Amazing. What are the options?
One is a green dress that has sleeves, and the sleeves are like a mesh see-through.
Ooh, I like that.
So it's a little fitted, and then it flares out, so loose movement. So I'll be comfortable in it, not worrying about sucking it in. You know, looks good. Got a survey from a handful of people. Everyone was for it. And then I have a dress that is kind of a black fit and flare. And I have a white leather jacket.
Oh, I like that too.
I know. But here's the thing. I talked to the cordon booker and they were like, our background is really, really dark. So we often advise don't wear all black. You might look like a floating head. And so I was like, huh, I do have a green dress. And he was like, that probably would pop really nice.
Oh, then I would do that. I would listen to what they advised.
Right. Also, what I'm worried about, leather jacket has like the zippers.
And do you think it'll jingle?
I'm worried it's going to make noise.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Go with the green dress.
Yeah. I think I'm going green dress for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had two solid options. And knowing myself, I'll bring another backup. But the green dress, we're happy. We're very happy with.
I love it. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for you to perform. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited for you to meet Rourke. All the things.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. That was a nice like cherry on top. I was like, oh, yeah. We'll have a nice dinner, a nice relaxing night after a hectic day of, you know, the hair, the makeup, the outfit, the set, just all the stress. And then the next night I'm like, I'm taking off from comedy. I'm gonna chill, have myself a nice dinner.
I saw you were looking for a makeup artist in LA. Did you find one?
I have a couple really good options. Some people hit me up. But I haven't officially booked it yet. So God forbid, if anybody else wants to DM me anymore, maybe I'll use them, or in the future I could use them for other things.
Yeah. So you're going to have so many opportunities for makeup artists.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's only up from here, obviously.
Right. That always stresses me out, doing my own makeup for stuff.
I hear that. However, I often have to have very specific conversations with makeup artists in advance. And like my friends who've gotten married have been very gracious about like making sure that their makeup artists have done makeup on women of color before. But it can be a struggle.
Oh, for sure. And I'm olive skin, so it's not the same. But I've just noticed with like brands that people use, I feel like that's more the heavy thing. It's just like, oh, certain makeup brands I've stuck with because they make good olive tones.
Yeah.
Whereas other ones you're like, I look orange in this and I look like just completely like pinky shade, which is not my natural shade either. So I get it. It's a hassle.
Yeah. I end up with like, I forget what the word is. It's like, you know when you put sunscreen on, you get a white cast sometimes?
Yeah.
There's a word for when that happens with your makeup, when the flash goes off. Where it doesn't look white without the flash, but then once you get flash photography on it, you're like a ghost.
Yeah, I've seen red carpet things of like makeup artists, I guess, messed up, and it's like you can see like the contouring and everything.
Yeah.
Which listen, from a regular person's standpoint, it's cool when it's a celebrity. You're like, oh, look how much, you know.
They're just like us.
Yeah.
but there are some professional photos of me out there at people's weddings where it doesn't look good.
Yeah, no, it's very important.
But very excited for you. That is not going to happen. Your makeup artist is going to be amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to nail it.
It's going to be great. And didn't you tell me you have a date this week?
Yes. Okay. So I have a fun question for you up top.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. You're talking to someone, dating app, right?
Yeah.
We basically set up the date. It was like, hey, let's get a drink this week. Great. Blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden, he asked me, this is after the setup of the date, so what are you looking for on here?
No.
Which, my track record, 99% of the time means, oh, you're looking for something casual.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll usually answer. I'll be like, let me guess. Looking for something casual. Like kind of like a bit, because I don't care. But I went and looked at his profile, and it said relationship as the option. So I'm like, and so I kept it real vague, and I was like, well, to go on dates and see if I have chemistry with anyone. You?
Totally fair. What did he say?
He hit me back with, I'm looking for a partner. Someone to hang out with, date, travel, travel around the world, throws in amazing sex, and see where things go. Hopefully leading to something very meaningful.
Okay, so that's actually, I mean, there's a piece of it that I don't like, but
I can guess what piece. I can guess what piece. Yeah, that part was just, you know, sandwiched in.
Just right in there, which the thing, so I'll skip to that for a second. The thing that gets me about that is that like I too am looking for amazing sex in a relationship, but I'm not throwing it out there in a dating app conversation.
Yeah, who's not checking that box?
I mean, yeah, but the thing that I think is a little bit odd about that question is that you already have the date set up. It is totally valid if that is a qualifying question for someone. If they're like, you know what, I want to get this out on the table soon. I'm really intentional. I'm looking for a partner. I don't want to go on dates with anybody who isn't. Fine. Mm-hmm. Don't schedule a date with someone until you know their answer.
Right? Which made me be like, I don't know where this is going. This feels very out of left field, but.
And I truly can't think of a time when somebody has asked me that question and not because they were looking for something casual.
Me either. This is truly the first that's happened.
Yeah. I'm like racking my brain and I do not think it's ever happened. I exclusively get asked that question by people who are looking for a hookup.
Yeah. And I said that to him. I go, well, honestly, I am surprised. Usually people answer that with they're just looking for a hookup. I said, which is why I kept my answer vague. Yeah. And he said, oh, no. He's like, I don't do that. I'm too old for that now. So I was like, oh.
How old is he?
Not old. 34.
Sir.
But I was like, all right.
I mean, age aside, it doesn't matter. You could be as any age you want to be looking for a relationship. But okay, so you're going out on Wednesday, you said, right?
Supposed to go out Wednesday. So it's a little TBD. He has to see if he can move something around. But okay. He hit me with another question that I have not answered yet because this one really irks me.
Why does he have so many questions after you've already set up the date?
I don't know, but it's kind of ruining it right now. So we'll see how it goes, and the Patreons will hear it first. But this is what he hit me with. What kind of men are you attracted to?
No, sir.
Hate it.
I really hate that because it's like, what's the right answer?
I feel like it's manipulative of whatever I'm going to say, that's what you're going to try to be.
Yeah, well, there's that. But it's also like, I mean, I swiped right on you. We're going on a date. So like...
You made the cut.
You're in. Like, we're going out.
Yeah, that's what my initial wanted to say was just, I mean, I swiped right. How much more detail do you need? How much more detail we got to talk?
I truly think I would have said that. I mean, I swiped right on you, da da da.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would have said.
Right? I know, which is something I'm like, all right. So I pulled this move. I just go, text me. Move it off the app.
As if
it didn't happen.
As if, okay. Amazing. So wait, did he text you?
He did text me. He said, hey, his name. And I was like, hey there.
Did he ask you the question again?
Hilarious. He just texted me re-asking the question.
Wait, just now?
he just said, what's up? I didn't answer because we're recording. And then he just goes, so what attracts you?
Like, oh, my God. You're like, well, not this conversation that I was actively reading aloud on a podcast recording when you texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a classic ick situation. And I like hate that that's the case, but it really feels like it's in that territory.
Very much. And I was going to ask you to be like, I don't even know what to reply to this.
I truly think I would say, I mean, I swiped right on you, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, like you made the cut.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you trying to, what are you trying to talk me out of it?
Right. Like, is he fishing for a compliment? Is he looking for validation? Is he like, what? Yeah. What's the goal?
I don't know. I'm like, I feel like it's like some type of attempt at flirting. But I'm like, what am I supposed to go through and compliment your profile? Because that's another question I cannot stand is on a date from an app. Someone going, so what did you like about my profile? I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here. What is this?
I haven't really been asked that. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, It's also a dumb question for men because a lot of times they don't read your profile. So it's like, I'm going to throw that back to you and you're going to be like, that dress. It's going to be like, anything else? Anything else?
Yeah. This guy just needs to shut up and see you on Wednesday.
I know. Like, if anything, I'm like, bro, you're making me want to go browse the queue of the other matches.
It's not
make
good.
Something happen. But.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I have like nothing. On
nothing?
The apps. Yeah, well, besides...
besides, no, I meant nothing like update.
No. Well, no, I mean, like, there's nobody in my queue. Like, I have no matches. I have no conversations going. Technically, I'm in between day 2 and 3 with the Padre, mm-hmm. but we haven't really been talking. He texted me. He's still in his, like, he's 4 or 5 days away from being out of the busy stretch that he mentioned.
Yeah.
He texted me a few days ago. We went back, like, I texted him a couple days after that. Like, it's been sporadic. But I don't know. The more time passes, like the more distance I get from it, the more I'm feeling like I don't think it's it.
It's like the opposite of distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, it's like an out of sight, out of mind situation. And I am not usually the out of sight, out of mind gal.
No. I mean, that's why it's telling. That's why people say having a little break is good to make you miss them or make you be like, oh, okay, I'm all
right. Oh, right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened when we recorded the Patreon over the weekend. Like, I told you that I had no, that I wasn't dating anyone. And you were like, that's factually incorrect.
It happens. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's what's going on with that. And then also this week has been a little interesting because, so I posted a video, I don't know, sometime this week about somebody had commented on one of my TikTok videos saying that how hard it is to make friends as an adult. Or no, sorry. Their specific comment was, it's hard when you're the only single friend.
True.
It is true. I made a video in response to that comment saying like, okay, then make new friends. And I say that I'm not kidding. Like, don't ditch your old friends and if you like them still, but seek out people that are also single, all that, you know, don't make you feel like you're not, you know, in a certain place that you want to be or whatever it is. And I talked about how I have experience with that because my college friends, I love them so, so dearly. Many of them are listening right now. In fact, I think every single one of them in the group chat that I'm going to refer to is listening right now. However, I am the only single one to the point where like nobody else in the group chat, everybody else in the group chat is either pregnant or has kids.
Oh, interesting.
Like every single one of my close college friends. And so I was the single friend. I mean, I am now, but like when we were all still living in New York, almost none of them live here now. But when we were all still living in New York, I was the only single friend and I leaned into my friends from volleyball who were single at the time, many of them still are, but keeping my college friendships that I still value quite dearly, but augmenting my life and like creating other aspects of my life that made me feel like I was, you know, with people that were doing the same kind of stuff I was.
Mm-hmm. You have to. It sucks.
It's
currently happening for me with my own family. I'm a
seventh
wheel if we count my parents.
Because your brother and your sister are both in like serious relationships.
Yes. And they both moved in with their partners same month.
Right.
And my sister's 5 years younger than me. My brother's around my age. But it's like, well, every family event is my parents, my brother and his girlfriend, my sister and her boyfriend. And I'll be honest, it's not fun going out with them.
Oh, I can imagine.
And like, it's one of those, I'm like, if I hang out with you, I would rather just hang out with you in a house where we can actually talk. Because I've tried to go out with even just one set of the couples. And it's like, yeah, I'm just standing here talking to this couple. Like, I'm in a bar looking cute, not talking to anybody.
Yeah, it's hard.
You know? And it's just like, okay.
My immediate family, it's the exact opposite. All three of us are all single. Me and my mom and my brother are all single.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I've actually pitched to them that we should do a reality show where the three of us live in a house together and it's like the Bachelor, Bachelorette, but it's the three of us and we all have our different pools of people and we're all dating and like meeting each other's people. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think it'd be fun. It'd also be interesting of like, yeah, you're getting like family advice on your picks.
Exactly.
And there's some like fun challenges.
There are like some shows where like families have been involved, but I haven't seen that concept where it's like, every family member is dating.
Yeah, it is very interesting and unique.
Yeah, thank you. They won't do it. There's absolutely no chance. But I think it'd be fun. So anyway, so I share that story because of what happened the rest of the week. So I made that video and about, like, you know, leaning into other friendships, making new friends, etc. That particular day, after I posted that video, my college friend group chat was kind of popping off about, like, babies and kids and stuff. And so I was like, this is just funny timing. And then I got an email from my matchmaker, and we check in like every other week or so.
Okay.
About how her kind of recruiting is going. I have two more dates with her, like, as part of my contract.
Nice.
And she sent me an email kind of updating me that she has been having conversations and she's interviewed some really great guys, but all of them want kids.
And they don't want someone that goes, I'm not sure.
Correct.
Interesting.
So they are out for me. Mm. Which, when I was talking to Cindy about it, she made the good point of, like, why did my matchmaker tell me that? Which I hadn't really thought.
I mean, I almost feel like it's just a check-in to be like, are you sure you're not really leaning one way or the other?
So I actually think that might be why she said it, because she just wanted to, like, let me know how limiting of a factor it is. I should change my mind because of that, but just, like, eyes wide open kind of thing.
For sure. And I think for her, it's just like, hey, if she's leaning more towards the definite no, hey, that's totally fine. But, like, I can sift through these guys a little quicker.
Yeah, true.
Because you being a maybe widens your own pool.
Yes. Yes.
So it's like you're open to the guy that's no and open to the guy that's yes.
Yeah, but I'm not open to the guy that's definite yes.
Yeah. Yes. That puts you more on the no side.
Yeah. And so those are the guys that she is referring to. But it was just a really interesting timing of that week when I had posted that video about, like, making more single friends and kind of like dealing with feeling like your friend group is in a different place than you are. And, you know, they're potentially having things that you want to have. Right. And it's so it honestly did make me question how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, damn, like, this would be easier if I was a hard no. Because if I was a hard no that I know I don't want kids, it would be a lot easier to say, oh, well, those men are not for me because I know I don't want kids.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I have a question for you, but I don't want to slow your train of thought here.
Well, I appreciate this. It's almost over. but, like, because I'm not sure, the thing that I keep thinking about, not keep thinking about, the thing that occurs to me is, like, what if I decide I do? And then I'm like, shit, I turned down a lot of people because of this.
I mean, you did and you didn't. Because if you suddenly feel like, actually, I am sure and I want babies, you can update the matchmaker.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, oh, okay, I still have those guys in our pool. You know, they have a big pool of people. And so it's like, okay, or maybe it wasn't those two guys or whatever. But I'd be like, look, I don't know what you believe in or if you're like a believer in the stars and the universe, but I'd kind of chalk it up to that of just like, you know, then it probably just wasn't meant to be with those guys. And there'll be plenty of other men that are in the want kids category that are great men.
Yeah, I know you're right. It's just one of those things, kind of like a mind fuck. That's like, at the end of the day, I am not changing my stance for this reason, but it did kind of make me go, oh.
Yeah, it makes you just rethink. It's also dangling a carrot.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, like, they're great men. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, that is not what I want.
It'd be the same thing if they were like, I got these couple great men. They're really, really great, but they're shorter than you.
I think that would be a different situation, though. Like, that, I would be more,
because it's not life altering, but it's a it's a preference you gave her.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Or no, sorry. It would be they're shorter than you, and they said no to you because you're taller. That's what it would be. A little
that
bit.
That is what it would be.
You know, like, granted, that's not something you can change, but I would try to look at it like that. Like, that's weirdly how I'll justify stuff sometimes because I'm tall. Where I'm like, listen, some guys just they don't want a tall woman. That's something I can't change. And that's not something that makes me better or worse by any fucking means. It's just an is what it is situation.
That's a really good way to look at it. That, like, they don't. Yeah. Oh, I didn't really think about that, because you're right that, like, even if I eventually decide that I do want kids, being unsure about it currently is something that I can't change in this moment.
Right. And what's hard about the matchmaking is same thing with online dating of you've never met. There's been no test of chemistry. Say these men met you in real life. And then they might be like, wow, Ellie's so great. Maybe I would waver on the kid thing. Oh, if we don't have him, it's fine. Because I would have such a fun life with her. Because
damn straight.
Yeah. And the question I was going to ask you is, have you ever dated somebody that made you lean towards wanting them? Like where you're like, wow, they would be, one, such a great partner, but two, I think such a great father. And that almost makes you like want them more than not want them.
No.
No. Okay. I've had that experience with men.
Really?
Yeah. Of kind of either way. And because I feel a little in the middle camp of I'm on the side of I would like to have kids. Like that question for a matchmaker, I'd be like, I for sure would love to do that.
Yeah.
However, I'd be someone that goes, I'm open to the person that says no.
Hmm.
Because I kind of have a timeline of my own want of like, if they don't happen by a certain age, not that you need to have them by a certain age, but just for me personally, I think I'd just be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And that's more me being like, I'm not going to push myself to get married and pick a person to do XYZ by a certain age.
Right.
So that's why I'm open to either end of it. But I've dated guys before where I was like, they're not super gung-ho about children. And I don't think they would be helpful in raising them of all the little things. And I'm like, I can't have a partner and have kids and I'm doing all that brunt work.
But if you feel that way about somebody, do you think they would probably be a shit partner also?
It even depends. Sometimes, kids? Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But you know how there's the classic, like, this is a lot of guys back in the day of the, like, brag, like, oh, I never changed a diaper?
Yeah, but, like, that same guy is, like, going, like, not going to divide the household labor equally.
Yes and no. But it's kind of that, what's that phrase?
Oh. Weaponized incompetence?
Yes, that's it. Like, I feel like it's that. It's just like, oh, women are just better at the babies thing. You guys have the natural instinct. Because, you know, you grew up with dolls. Right. I'm not agreeing with this whatsoever.
No, I know.
But it's like, yeah, probably typically they're not going to be helpful with other things. But the thing is, other things are problems you can kind of just throw money at if you really wanted to. If they were like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to come home from work and clean and da-da-da. Let's get a cleaning person to do that for both of us. And you're like, oh, shit. Okay.
If both of us are benefiting from it equally, absolutely. Great.
Right.
Let's do
Whereas something like, what, 24/7 childcare is like a crazy expensive and most people can't afford
it. Yeah.
So.
Plus also then like, why have the kid if you're going to have literally 24/7, like you don't even interact with them.
Exactly. So I don't know. Maybe that's the argument playing devil's advocate. But I think it's more on the side of being with people you're like, wow, they would really be a great dad. And one that makes me be like more attracted to them and also like want kids more than not want them.
Yeah, I think it's probably because I haven't dated somebody. It's been a while since I dated somebody that I like really thought I was going to marry.
Yeah.
It was probably ASV, which was over 3 years ago, where I was like much further away from a point that I would think I would want kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was more about a mindset thing. Like when I dated him, I was so far removed from when that would happen in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. And also, I can't speak for you on this, but I haven't had this like serious relationship, first of all, but also long relationship. And so there's many things I haven't gotten to like experience with someone I love that I would like to do before having kids. So yeah. That's also something I keep in mind of like, okay, say I don't, you know, really lock in a serious relationship for 5 more years or 4 more years. I'm 35. Let's say that. Then I finally do. Then am I going to suddenly be like, oh, biological clock. We got to have these babies now. I don't think so. I think I'll still be like, hey, I want to like go on a couple vacations together. I want to go do XYZ. Like there's going to be so many things that it's like, I want to experience with this person and like really have a, I don't know, strong love and connection and bond and experiences before suddenly having the like, let's have a baby and turn our whole world upside down and we can't sleep in anymore, you know?
It's all, I mean, that's, sleeping in is the main reason that I'm unsure.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty up there for me.
Just hit the nail on the head. Although my mom slept in like every single day because my dad was an early person. And so he was just with us in the morning as my mom slept in every single day.
That's beautiful. That's what I need. Yeah.
But it just worked out for them because they were very much different. He enjoyed being up early and she didn't. So I was like, all right, makes sense. You're the one that's up early. Great.
Yeah. My guy friend who's a comedian, perfect for his new baby. He gets home at like 2 a.m. and that's like right when the baby wakes up for that feeding. So perfect. He's like, she never has to do the night because I get home for my shows. I do the night one. She gets the morning one. Teamwork.
Yeah, my mom did night stuff. And then mm-hmm. my dad would like naturally be up at 5 a.m. So then she's like, great, like I'll sleep till 9 or 10. You deal Beautiful. With them.
Beautiful. Yeah,
so I don't know about you, Erica, but I have always been a PMS girly. Like that week before I get my period, even though I don't actually get a period anymore because of my IUD, the week when I would get it, I have always had just hormones all over the place, cravings, it's cramps, just all sorts of stuff. And it's been so much easier to manage my PMS with Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth.
So one thing I really like about this company is so many health studies they don't reveal has only been done on men. So I love a company that is actually making products not only designed for women, but is also testing them with women. Makes a huge, huge difference. Taking the Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause. I feel like we hear hormones and people think like, oh, that's not for me. But it can work for all of us at any age. Whether you do still have those night sweats, right? You don't have to have menopause to be hot at night. All right. That's your girl all the time. Racing thoughts and low moods, maybe poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or the occasional bloating or gas. Hormone Harmony can help you with all of these things.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And the beauty of those is they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal change that we're talking about, or any of those issues that you mentioned. The biggest benefit is just feeling like myself all the time and not having these like ups and downs.
If you're interested in getting something like this into your routine, you should definitely check them out. And we have a limited time deal for you. You can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code FMH at checkout.
So I've talked a little bit on the pod about how I've been trying to extend my damp January into future months. And I have really been enjoying Recess mocktails as a way to have what feels like a fancy drink at home, but without the alcohol.
Yeah. And also it's nice to have something in your fridge that just has a little bit of flavor.
Totally.
And they're delicious. They're made with real fruit, sweetened with agave, and again, 0% alcohol. So just a nice little flavorful drink that is a little play on our favorites here. They got a bunch of great flavors.
My personal favorite is the Recess Watermelon Mojito. I actually like to garnish it like it's a actual cocktail. Like I put it in a coupe glass, feeling all fancy, garnish it with a little sprig of mint. It is delicious.
And my favorite is the Recess Ginger Lime Mule. I'm a ginger gal. And what I love also, not too sweet. Perfect amount of just a little sweet treat.
They're absolutely delicious. And you can get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/FMH. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. So anyway, that's what I had going on this week. But I am very excited for the listeners to hear actually the first official Finding Mr. Height recording that you and I did together.
Yes, this is the first one.
Yeah, and we recorded it a few weeks ago before it was even announced.
Mm-hmm.
So we recorded with Cassidy Davis, who is the host of the Chaotic Singles Parties. And she came to New York City and hosted one here that you and I went to together. And so the next day we recorded with her in person in my completely empty apartment, which was hysterical.
Yeah. So it's a little bit echoey still. I cleaned it up as much as I could. It's got a little echo to it, but it's still very bearable. And it's a very, very fun episode. I had a great time.
I had so much fun. I'm excited for the listeners to hear it. We talked about not only, you know, catching up with her, but also like dating in the wild, meeting people out in person. It's so much fun. And without further ado, let's jump to it.
Let's do it.
And we are back with Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy. Welcome to Finding Mr. Height, the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Thank you guys for having me.
You are our first in-person
Hello.
Guest.
Yes.
Allie and myself. I'm
our
very
first
excited.
Guest of the two of us have had in general.
Oh, yes, in general.
Also, we could just reveal this for timing-wise. Also, the first time we've recorded together as Finding Mr. Height, the podcast.
Stakes are high.
This is.
I want to make sure I do a good job. Set the tone.
No, this we're recording in Allie's apartment that has no furniture and a little bit of a chaotic setup, which was a perfect segue to your chaotic singles party.
Yes, I thrive in chaos. I've learned that about myself. So yeah, this is perfect for me.
Yeah, we are sitting on lawn chairs covered in bed sheets in an empty apartment.
Doing
you know,
best.
I didn't even notice. I just sat down. I was like, this is cute.
It's because they're covered in sand. The chairs. Because they're my beach chairs.
There we go.
So I have the sheets.
No, I wouldn't have never noticed. It looks next level.
Hell yeah.
Well, we are so excited to have you here. It's also perfectly timed because we were at your chaotic singles party last night where we all met in person for the first time.
Fuck yeah.
So before we kind of get into all the shenanigans from last night.
Yes.
Tell us about you and these parties, please.
Yeah. So basically I started these parties because I was tragically single in LA for the last like 5 years. And I'm sure LA dating is similar to New York City dating in that it's a dumpster fire of bullshit. It's horrible. So I just dated, you know, like Equinox trainers and writers. And like I dated a professional magician for a little bit.
What?
Which was the shit. Like it was, his magic was the sexiest thing I've maybe ever seen in my life.
Sexy magic? I feel like magic, it's tough to make magic sexy.
I don't know if his magic was technically sexy, but it was sexy to me. A lot of card tricks. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I need to interrupt your life story. Did this man ever do anything magical like in the bedroom?
He sure did.
Oh, please. You have sure to tell. Did. Please. I'm trying to think like, how could you do a magic trick?
Do you want to hear the craziest story of my whole life?
Yes.
This poor magician is like, now I think dating someone and he's like thriving. And I keep talking about him because I'm like, this was the craziest shit ever. This was like years ago too. He really made it. Okay. So he came over, did magic for me and all my friends. Obviously I was like turned on to the max, you know, like as you would be.
Wait, were you already dating him when he came over and did magic?
No. So I worked with him on something and then he asked me out, but I didn't know he was asking me out. So I brought my friend to this thing called the Magic Castle in LA, which is like an exclusive, you have to be invited thing.
Oh, I've heard of this place.
Yeah. 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 So he works there. So he got me in and I brought my friend Jenna, who was at the party last night, because I didn't know I was on a date. And then he was like, oh, your friend's here. And I was like, yeah, because we're going to the Magic Castle. No one's allowed in this place. I brought everyone.
I know.
And then it turns out I was on a date. And so then we were like kind of seeing each other a little bit. And then I had a housewarming party and he came. And the sweet angel that he is, he came prepared to do magic because he assumed that I would want him to. So he had like all these like tricks rigged in his like outfit for the night. And then he like did all this magic. It was amazing. And then obviously I was like, well, now I'll fuck you because that was unreal, you know? So like as he's getting undressed, like his magic tricks are falling out of his outfit. I'm not even kidding.
You can't make this up.
That's what I mean. It's totally real. These magic tricks are falling out. Anyway, we hook up post-coital in bed. Both of us are naked. This is important for the magic trick that is about to happen because I need you to know that there was like nowhere to hide anything, right?
Yeah. Full naked.
And I'm here. He's on my left and the nightstand of the magic tricks is on my right. So I'm in between him and tricks. Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I turn to the nightstand. I pull up a deck of cards and I like fan them out and I turn one card the opposite way and I don't show him what card it is. And I'm like, haha, just like trying to be like funny. I'm like, now I turned a card the opposite way. And like, you don't know what it is when you do magic next time, like you'll be fucked. Like, you know, like post-coital, like cute things. And he was like, okay, great, whatever. And I put the deck of cards back on the nightstand. And then there's a second deck of cards right next to it. And he goes, wouldn't it be crazy if the same card was turned the opposite way in that second deck of cards?
No.
How is that possible? Number one, you haven't seen the card that I turned. Number two, you're over here and naked.
And you're naked.
And I'm in between you. So unless you like paused time and levitated your body over me, there's literally no way. So I was like, there's no way. And he's like, wouldn't that be crazy?
Yes,
it would. So I take the second deck of cards that no one has touched. I fan him out. The two clubs is facing the opposite way.
You're fucking kidding me.
How the fuck? Like, so obviously I fucked him again. Because like, are you kidding me?
This man gets so much ass for magic.
Yeah.
I know. I hope whoever he's with now like enjoys his magic as much as I did. Because hot damn. But how is that possible?
I don't know. Those ones freak me out where the card just shows up entirely somewhere else. Especially when you were like, I was the one fucking with the deck, not
exactly.
You.
Exactly. So it's like I set up the trick without knowing I set up a trick. Anyway. So anyway, I was dating these kind of guys who were fun, yeah, you know, but not necessarily my person. And so, and then I dated a lot of like really bad guys after that. He's a nice one, but I had a lot of like string of horrible dates. And so then I said to myself, like, you know what? I really want to make dating fun again. I really want to like get off the apps, get back in person. And so my friends and I, my single girlfriends and I, this past Valentine's Day, invited random men off the app to my house for like a mega first date house party.
That's ballsy.
And you told them.
And we told all of them. Yeah. We were like, you know, we're just doing this like party. Like if you want to come, come. And so some people thought we were going to like steal their organs, you know, as
naturally.
You do.
Yeah.
And then some people were like, this sounds so fun. And I said, I was like, my type of guy would love this party idea and he would come.
Also just the beauty of being a man. You're like, well, they're not going to, you know, murder me.
Exactly.
Imagine if a man messaged you and was like, would you like to come to my house tonight for a party? You'd be like, nice try.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. They're more afraid of ending up in a TikTok about them than being murdered. That's the part that's mind blowing.
It's true.
Yeah.
No, I know. And so, yeah. So we invited all these guys and then a lot of them canceled last minute. So then I personally invited 65 men off Tinder and gave them all my personal address and how to get into my building, which my parents were really not happy about. But these guys showed up and it was so fun and no one murdered anyone. No one robbed us. No one kidnapped. So it was like a really huge success. And these guys are actually the sweetest, like kindest, most fun guys I think I've ever met in LA. We're all like still kind of friends from that OG group.
How fun.
And then halfway through the party, I set up the phone in the bathroom and I did like these confessional style videos and those went viral.
That is how I first came to know you.
Yes.
Because this is back when you didn't know who I was at all. I was just lurking on your viral videos. And the confessionals were so fucking funny.
They're the best. I literally don't know. I don't know how these people come up with it. Like, I just tell them, I'm like, just confess the tea, whatever you're feeling. And they get in that booth and there's something about like them alone with my phone. Just something comes, like happens in the air.
People perform.
Yeah, the best stuff comes out. And it's so sweet. Like, I feel so protective and like so loving over all the people who confess to me because I like now I know all their tea and I'm like invested in their stories.
It's amazing.
Yo, I literally have had this dream for my wedding. I want a video kind of confessional booth I want people to go in there and like say whatever, but like give advice that's actually on video. But I just like the idea, especially with like relatives and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
It's like you could look back on that one day. And but also as the night goes on, everyone gets drunker.
Yes.
And then goes in and it's just hilarious.
Exactly.
That was my favorite part of those confessionals too, is you could tell as the night was progressing.
You sure can. It was fantastic.
That's
I know.
So fun.
They're so fun. And so yeah, that's the first party. And we, I mainly did the confessionals and put my phone in the bathroom because I wanted to see if the guy that I liked would like me because I'm in middle school. And so I was like, maybe if he just confesses.
And maybe he won't realize that he's talking to your phone.
Yeah.
I know. And after you confess, I like watched it back being like, does he like me? And he did.
And he did.
So yeah. But then that's how the first, that's how it happened. And now I do them monthly in LA. And then this week it was my first one here in New York, which is fucking bonkers.
It's so cool. So now in LA, you have them at venues now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I should mention that. Yes. I don't do them at my house anymore. I do them in venues at bars and stuff. After that first one, I really was like, let's not tempt fate twice. Like, let's, you know,
that
makes
sense.
Be professional about this. So, yeah.
Yo, I love this.
What's your favorite story that has come out of one of those parties?
Ooh, my favorite story. That's a good question. I mean, a lot of people have found, I wouldn't say a good number of people have found people. Like, I would say, I think I did a survey once, and like 10% of people are still dating, which is like very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. In LA, which I really loved. Probably my favorite story. Oh my gosh, that's a good question. Well, at the very first party, this girl came and she was in crutches and she had DM'd me and been like, hey, like, is there going to be an area for like people to sit? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course. Like, don't worry about it. So she came and she sat down and then this guy walked in crutches. And I was like, oh my God.
Match made in heaven.
I literally was like, are you straight? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, bitch. I was like, come with me.
Do I have the crutches for you?
I know. And I like sat them both down and got them a drink. And I was like, okay, enjoy. And they like talked all night. I don't know if they're still seeing each other, but they talked all night. And it was like a fun little crutches moment.
Yeah. Oh man. I love that.
Yeah, it was
I've lately been all about trying to do live events that are mixers of some kind, even like a speed dating, even though a lot of times as a single person, it feels like lame to sign up for something that's like singles party, mixer, looking to meet someone. However, I have also just been annoyed with dating apps.
Yeah.
And the good thing about these parties is like, yes, it might feel weird going, but then once you get there, you're like, okay, well, everyone else came here for this thing.
Yes.
And it makes it like, you know, when you are in a regular bar, it's like most people are out in this bar hoping maybe they'll talk to somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
But everyone's more afraid than at the mixer. It's like, okay, well, we obviously all came here to talk to someone.
Totally. And that's the thing I think that I like about dating apps that I wish the real world could replicate is knowing that, I mean, hopefully they're single, but knowing that at least they're looking to date.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone is there looking for something. There's a purpose there, right? And so I think it does kind of like lower anxiety slightly in that way that like you can approach someone and shoot your shot and you might, they might not be into you, but you're not going to get flat rejected. Like, oh my God, I have a girlfriend. Like, get the fuck away from me. You know, like they're all like kind of open and like searching, which is kind of nice. You know?
Or it's a way that it feels more organic.
Yeah.
Even though we all signed up for an event.
Totally.
Once we're all just there in the bar, you kind of like forget that I clicked something saying chaotic singles mixer. You know?
Right. Or you might forget that you're wearing a name tag when you go to the bar afterwards and a guy is pointing at you like, why is your name on your chest?
Yeah. Which also could be a great move, honestly.
I know. I went to pizza afterward and the guy was like, Cassidy, your pizza's ready. And I was like, how does he know? And then he's like, your name tag. And I was like,
yep, that's exactly what happened to me at the bar we went to after.
I mean, hey,
name tags are great.
Yes. But I think that like I've always worried with those kinds of events that like, am I gonna like the type of people that would sign up for an event like this?
Yes. Yeah.
Like big time. You signed up for this event. Mm-hmm. So
I know. I mean, that is kind of the coolest thing about these parties is I feel like I got very lucky. Like the people who came to my house and the people come to the events are, I don't know if it's because it's like a TikTok thing or what. Like there's some of the nicest, kindest, like sweetest people. Like they are just like very kind humans. Like we've so never awesome. Had a fight. We've never had like my phone stolen, which is like in the confession. Like no one has ever like tried to do any of that stuff, you know? And like no one's ever been disrespectful. I've never had to kick a guy out for being like too handsy or anything, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that, and they're very nice. And I'm like deeply invested in every single person who like comes, and there's like a group of regulars who come now in LA, and like I feel so lucky that they're just so nice. Like, you know, I don't know, an internet party could be like all your trolls just came to the party to tell you how ugly you are. You
my
know?
Right. Like, literal nightmare.
That's what I worried about the first one. I was like, is this going to be everyone who like hates me? Is going to show up in person and be like, you suck.
New anxiety unlocked.
No. Literally.
That's why they're
but
trolls.
That's not it.
Because they need to hide in their fucking house.
They hide in the dark. That's true. They would never show up somewhere in public.
No, it's the good ones who show up. And then it's cool because you get to go on like a million first dates that night, right? Like, I think that's the cool thing is like, if you bring a date, cool, you can vibe with him or her or them, or you can fuck around and meet a bunch of guys in one night, you know? And that's kind of cool.
I loved the thing that you did. So I wasn't sure what to expect in terms of like, will there be activities or are we just like thrown in a room? Yeah. And I feel like it was a good mix of both.
Oh, thank you.
Like for most of it, it just felt like you said, Erica, like we're just at a bar.
Yeah.
Like we're hanging out. We had to be wearing name tags and everyone here is single.
Yeah.
But like beyond that, it just feels like being in a bar. But then there were elements of like when you had us all mingle.
Yeah.
So it was like you said it was like musical chairs.
It's called musical cheers. It is like musical chairs.
Yeah. So we all like wandered around. And then when the music stopped, the person you were in front of, you cheers and then answered a question.
Yes. Yeah.
It was very fun.
You like that?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've definitely learned like as I've been doing this, like to be a little bit more hands-on. Because the first party I was very hands-off. I was like, it was just singles in a bar. Yeah. And I was like,
here you go.
Fuck around. Fun. See what happens. You know? And then I realized like people are nervous. They come to this. They need a little bit of guidance and then a little bit of a push to kind of get out of their shell.
Yeah.
And I get that. Like I would need the same thing, you know? So I try to do little games to like just break the ice. I find that even that game, you'll have maybe like six conversations with people you might not have had. And then if you see them again, it's like a little more chill to walk up to them and be like, okay, so you said the craziest place you had sex was in your mom's garage. Like, let's talk about that.
Please
you
know? Stop.
And now you can like kind of have that conversation without being like, I am Allie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, so I've tried that.
I was going to say that game gave me an excuse. I tapped two guys on the shoulder.
There we go.
Because I was standing there by myself.
Yeah.
And then some guy was not cheersing with anyone. And I just
You're like,
tapped
hey, you.
Him. I was like, hey, want to be my cheers buddy? Like, and they're like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
And it's always the same thing. It's like, someone just needs to break the ice on
totally.
The conversation.
Yeah. And then you can kind of like blame me and be like, oh, she's making me play this
God
game.
God damn it. I hate her. I have to talk
but
to you.
But then you have to talk to them. I know. And I always try to be like on the mic. I'm like, if you see a hottie, like find your way near him. Because if that were me, I would try to be like, okay, who's the hot guy? Yeah. I want to like tap, you know?
Yeah. So I can like be near him when the music stops.
And be like, oh, how convenient.
Oopsies.
I know. It's like, what brings people together more? A common interest or a common enemy?
I know, literally. I'll take the fall. I'll take the fall for love.
Yeah. The one of the guys, you and I ended up talking, the two of us talking to that guy in the red shirt.
Yes.
when
oh my god, this guy in the red shirt is a popular man. Okay, really? Yes. Is it right?
His I don't know, remember.
Oh, I don't know. I we give nicknames on the spot, but sure. Hey,
I'm sorry, red shirt man. We'll say red shirt.
I mean,
man.
Whatever.
He's a popular ticket. What but, were you gonna say?
So the question that you asked when she and I were faced with him was what is the hottest thing about the person?
Hell yeah.
The man. It said the man, didn't say the woman, I believe.
I thought it was the person you were talking to.
Oh, I
tried to
was,
say the person in front of you.
I yeah. thought she said man. I was like, well, I guess we gotta compliment this guy.
You're like, I
well, he went first, and the thing he said about me was that I like that you're showing that much skin even though it's so cold out.
Oh, I do remember that.
But I was like, I don't think that's a compliment.
You know what? I think in his head it is, though. I think, like, sometimes men's, like, brain, like, map, it made sense to him. He was like, I am going to say this.
I'm brave. A visual person? Yeah, that's what that says.
Yeah, I was just like, oh.
And like, then you're like, should I put on a jacket?
Yes, it made me want to go get my coat.
And like, in his head, he was like, that's my respectful way of saying you look hot without being like, you look hot.
Yeah. And then he liked your hair. He said your hair was the hottest thing.
Oh,
about
okay.
You, which wow. Your hair is pretty great.
You have very
that makes
nice
me
hair.
Feel not hot, though. What? It's like, I love all your skin, Allie. You, that hair is pretty good.
You got that hair.
Do you blow dryer? Nice.
But then we were very clearly struggling to determine what the hottest thing about him was. Oh. I also was still a little bit reeling from the like
yeah.
skin showing comments. A lot of skin thing. And so both of us were like, you're wearing a great color. And then I was like awkward about it because it's obviously like we were grasping at straws.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I just went on this like weird, awkward ramble about how men should wear more color. And it was Amen. Great that he was wearing color. And he was, I think he actually believed me.
You're like, and I'll die on this hill.
I will. Like, I will continue this TED talk right now. I actually do think that men should wear more color. So that is not.
Amen.
They yeah. should.
Wait, I like that this one question made everyone 0 for 3. Like no one walked away from that conversation feeling good about themselves.
No, everybody was like,
he's like,
this.
She said something about the color of my shirt. You're like, should I put on a jacket? And then you're like, should I?
Yeah.
Only my hair is hot.
I know.
I also had another awkward conversation
in
for
that
one
game?
Of the questions. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So one of the questions was, what's the biggest red flag about you? Like you had to like out yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough.
I love asking that.
And so I said, I was like, oh, so like, what is it? And he was like, you go first. I'm like, okay. So I said, I talk about my dating life on TikTok.
Okay. That's a very honest, good, that was a good response.
It's true.
Yeah.
He walked away.
Pussy shit. Who was that? Do you remember what he looked
like? I do remember his name, but I'm not going to say it. He was wearing like a gray coat, like a gray.
Oh, you know what's funny? I saw you talking to that guy. And then I saw him turn around, but I didn't think like, she must have bombed
that. The conversation was not over.
Oh.
He just left.
Interesting.
He never told me his red flag. That's his red flag. His red flag is he walks away in the middle of conversations.
Yeah, his red flag is that he's scared.
Yep.
See, that's interesting. I feel like New York, I don't know how New York feels about TikTok. When I was asking people to do confessionals, they were like, no. Like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know. In LA, they're all like, okay, let's do it. And in New York, they were like, absolutely not. So I wonder if there's like this like internet stigma more so.
I think it depends like what your job is.
It depends. Yeah.
I think there's in LA, there's probably more. I've never lived in LA, so I'm just talking on my ass right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's more entertainment people for sure.
Yeah.
And so I think that like there's maybe more people that are like cool with their shit being out there.
That's a good point.
Versus New York has definitely more finance stuff, more like, I think that might have something to do
with
it.
And we were in Midtown.
That makes sense.
We were in Midtown.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So everyone kept shitting on Midtown. I don't know.
It's bad.
Everyone was like, why did you book this venue in Midtown? I was like, I don't know, because they agreed to do it. Like, I was like,
honestly, it's not unusual though that a party like that would be in Midtown. Because nobody goes out there, so the venues are easier.
It's also
to get.
Central.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes
it is
sense.
Central.
It's central.
I've booked parties at bars that I would never, ever, ever go out to for that reason. It's
okay.
Not,
I don't hate on Midtown. I'm saying if
profit
men you like swiped on apps, live near there.
Oh,
and it's
that.
Typically finance, so I'm not surprised they were like, I don't want to be in a TikTok.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
In Midtown anyway. Mm-hmm.
No, I think our next one I'll do a little bit more in a cooler area because everyone was like, Midtown sucks. And I was like, oh, sorry.
That I'm not that I think is fine.
No,
okay. You're going to
Saturday
the venue.
Night.
Yeah. Right?
You need a venue that's not going to be crazy packed
that's
just for your party.
Exactly.
So people can fuck off. You know, people that this
and
is
Pico
my
can fuck
this
off.
Is my rant. All right. People that never fucking plan anything. And then you are the planner. You plan it. They come to your event and then they have criticism. I'm like, you want to plan the next one? They're like, no. I'm like, then shut the fuck up.
Bitch.
Like, all you had to do was show
kiss
up.
You right now.
Oh,
thank you. So, bro. Thank you.
I am my friend group's planner. Like, I plan, and I love it. I really do love it. And they don't complain about the stuff that I do because they like that I plan it, whatever. And we're all also just on the same page.
Yeah.
But when I've planned for other groups, I will send out a survey.
Like, oh, you're nicer than me.
I'm sending out a survey. Some stuff like matters, like where are we going to go to the Poconos or are we going to go to like the Adirondacks or whatever, like like bigger decisions, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of my options, anytime I send out a survey about like that, one of my options is I don't care and I will not complain later.
I love that because that's a certain type of person. You
know?
And
that's
if you know
fine.
That's who you are.
If you don't care, that's great. But if you didn't give input now, this was your chance. This was your chance for the input.
100%. 100%.
I once interviewed someone. This was a great tip. They do a big friend group every year, trip. And he was like, we do CEO of the day and we make each person in charge of one day. And he said, and it makes everybody be so cooperative on other people's days, especially if stuff goes wrong. Yes. Because they're like, one, you're happy it's not your day, shit's going wrong. But two, you're like, okay, well, when it's my day, I don't want this person bitching at me.
That's a really good point.
But I was like, I love that plan.
The only problem is there are people in the group that I would not want to be CEO for the day.
Exactly. But they could opt out. But I like that idea.
Could I opt them out? Could I opt them out?
Everyone but you, Jerry. Jerry,
yeah, literally,
don't fucking dare.
And all of my friends listening right now know the people that I'm talking about.
They're like, it's Jerry.
Even the people I'm talking about are probably like, yep, that's me. Shouldn't do it. Shouldn't be me.
Yeah, instead of a survey, we do an election. who gets to be CEO?
Voted off the island.
But that's my biggest peeve.
Oh my God.
I'm always like, all right, you plan one. You do it.
100%. And it's always the non-planners who are the quickest to give feedback. And the way they do the feedback is often mean. Mm. And it's a nice, I'm very open to feedback about the events. Like I said, I'm shooting from the hip here. Yeah, I started this business accidentally 8 months ago. I have no fucking clue. I don't know how to be an event planner. You know what I mean? So the first events, when they gave me feedback, I was like, I'm so like, yes. And still am like open to it. Like, we want more games. We want less games. We want more music. Like, they'll tell me that. Yeah. And I try to like be susceptible, but it's always the non-planners who are the meanest in the feedback. They're just like, I hated this. And I'm like, it doesn't happen often. It's like maybe 10 people, but I remember them because I'm like, I'm working my freaking ass off here. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm literally like flying with 3 Jengas in my check bag right now because I wanted everyone to have a good time last night. Like, you can be nice about that. Or you plan one, you know?
Right, yeah, you do this. Yeah. Speaking of your games, I brought my bingo card with me.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
This was a specific New York City bingo card.
So. I was very happy with it. So, and my name tag just fell out of the bingo. Here's my name tag.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I won't read all of them, but I will read the ones that I found.
Okay. Perfect.
And so this is what happened. So I was talking to this guy at the bar, I was just talking to him. Like, I wasn't really interested.
Yeah.
But he was nice.
Yeah.
I was talking to him and I had my bingo card out and he was like, oh, like, let's see which ones we can check off.
Cute.
And so, I was like, oh, if you get bingo, you must remember who checked each box to win, but you got a drink or something?
Yeah,
right?
I got you a drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wanted to get bingo.
Of course.
So he was from the West Coast.
Okay.
So we checked that off.
Love.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Uh-huh.
The bingo card is certain things you have to find in a person.
Yes, yes. Find someone who.
So it makes you have to initiate talking to people.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to be like the gender you're interested in dating.
Nope. It can also be friends. You can go up to anyone.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway.
Didn't explain anything before. No, I love it. My bingo card.
Allie was like, I got bingo.
I'm like, I have bingo. I won. And
it's not all about winning, Allie.
Have you met me?
You're trying to get married.
Have you met me? Okay. So he was from the West Coast. So the next one. So then I was like, all right, we're going to go diagonal. Because he had not. So then I was like, I was trying to get bingo. So it's from the West Coast and in the top corner.
Love
my strategy.
That's a good spot.
Start in the top corner.
Yeah, yeah.
He could shotgun a beer.
Oh my God.
I wasn't sure if I needed proof or not.
I mean, I always say, why not?
He said he could and I believed him.
Yeah, okay.
So I checked that one off.
Okay.
Then the next woman has gotten laid in October and he was out on that.
Oof.
So then we had to go a different direction.
Yeah.
So then the next one, I'm trying to be efficient. I'm like, I don't need to walk around this whole bar.
Like, let's see. Like, this one man will give me everything I need.
Yes.
So my new checklist for a man is has the same favorite food and can do a cool dance move according to this bingo card.
You're like, these are my new green flags.
This is my new manifestation list.
This is my green flags. This is my vision board. I'm going to put this up. So the next one has the coolest shoes of everyone here. And he was like, I do.
Ooh, was he lying?
Like, oh. Let me see your shoes. He was wearing very cool sneakers.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
I hadn't seen everyone else's shoes.
Yeah.
But I did think they were cool. So I was like, okay, I'll give you that one. The next one is the freebie score.
Score. Big time.
The next one is we'll do a shot with you.
Ooh. You technically did that, though, later in the night.
I did do that later in the night.
Hell yeah.
But, so I said, will you do a shot with me? And he was like, I'll do it for bingo. But then I peeped the last one, which is you're most interested in seeing again.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Ooh. I was like, I cannot in good faith check this box off with this man. And so I don't really want to do a shot with if I can't get the bingo.
That's fair. I like that you're like, I'll give you shotgun. I'll give you cool shoes. I'll give you shot. And then you're like, ooh, don't really want to see you again.
Don't really want to see you again.
I actually hope we never speak again after this.
I gotta go. So I just like bounced.
I forfeited bingo for that? I said goodbye.
I did. I forfeited bingo because I didn't want to lie.
No, we love an honest queen.
Yeah.
We love her.
Oh, he also had a weird scar, but that one was kind of off in a random spot.
Okay, yeah, he sounds fun. We didn't want to see him again. He can shotgun a beer and has a scar. Those are two things. He wasn't there for the party.
He was just already at the bar. Oh. So it was like a different.
Was he in an orange hat?
Yes.
Wait, was this the bartender?
Was married.
No.
Because I was talking to a guy.
Meanwhile, I told that whole story and it's the bartender.
I know.
Who's like, what do you want to order? And you're like, can you shop at a beer?
Let me see your shoes.
No, there was a bartender that joined the party.
Yeah, Justin.
No. He got off his shift. I talked to him for a cheers and all of a sudden I was like, did you make my drink?
The bartenders at that place are the fucking shit. That's why I
he was
back.
Really fun.
I fucking love those
so
guys.
So no, it was not him, but he was friends with him. That's why he was at the bar. He was like, I believe he had gone to the bar to hang out with the bartender until his shift was over. And then they were both hanging out.
Reasonable.
Okay. I tried to kick that guy out because he's married, orange hat. And so I said, hey, I'm hosting a singles party. So if you're not single, you got to go. And he was like, well, I'm married. And I was like, great. So hit the door, my guy.
So my instincts were right, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm here to watch the Yankees game. And I was like, well, I'm here to throw things, singles parties. And we literally had like a, and I was like, all right, he's going to beat me up. So I guess I'll let him
stay. He had cool shoes though.
He had good shoes.
So anyway, but I really liked the idea.
You like it? Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
I thought it was very fun.
It's my first like game. It's good like icebreaker because it's always that first 20 minutes. It's always the early birds are there and they're all a little nervous. So a game like that kind of helps people start chatting.
Yeah, I did. I went to a fireman mixer with some friends.
Right? How was that?
Which was it was very fun. Honestly,
about a fireman mixer.
Okay, it popped up on a different friend's Eventbrite, just suggestion, and she sent it to me as a joke, and I was like, "Nah, I would go.
Actually, let's do this."
Yeah,
I was like, "I'm going, and I'm bringing friends. Do you want to join?" But they made a card when you walked in, they gave it to you, and it was all trivia questions about fires. But it's the perfect like. All the men here are firemen, so you have to go, you have to ask them, and they all, of course, knew every answer.
Of course.
And then you would have to have them sign next to it, so it made you also talk to different people for each question.
Oh, okay,
so
I might steal that.
They knew my game, and they were like, no lady.
No,
not you.
But it was very interesting.
Were they all firemen? This sounds sexy.
So it was like firemen slash ENT slash paramedics could
first
be there.
Responders.
But
the safest party ever, first of all.
Were firemen. Because they're very, I call them homegrown men because they like basically live in a house together all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So they all like cook, clean, like are very kind of family-like.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing about that mixer, which was cool, is like you get one fireman to be like, okay, and tell his house, hey, there's this party, let's all go.
Yeah.
So that's like eight men immediately.
Yes.
So I was just very impressed of like the ratio was very 50-50. And then everyone really was like very friendly and nice and like pretty approachable. And like the little card helped.
That's so cool.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
A fireman mixer? That is like a VIP event.
I felt like I cracked the code on New York City. I was like, I've lived here almost 10 years and I've never like spoken to a fireman and I'm at a party with all of them.
Were they shirtless? I already told the I told the story on the Patreon actually. I had a fireman in my home this week.
Yes.
He was hot, but he was married.
Unfortunately, no.
No, for carbon monoxide checking. Very sexy.
Still sexy.
But now we're thinking about it.
I was wearing a flimsy robe, if that makes it sexier. I also had lotion all over my face that I had not had time to rub in before he rang my doorbell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he's into it.
I mean, he's married, so. It wasn't like that.
But he has a house
but
full
he
of
has
friends.
A house full of friends.
Full of friends.
That's like,
we were supposed to have eight firefighters last night.
That's right.
We had confirmed eight firefighters, but
that's
I think
what
they
I'm
all
saying.
Went to the other mixer.
They were all in a different place.
Or was that not last night?
No, it wasn't last night.
Oh, well, then they should
But I'm saying, that's the thing, though. If you got one, you would get eight.
Yes.
That's like the game of firemen, is they will
Tap
come.
Tap into the fireman market is the takeaway here.
Exactly. Yeah. It is.
They're all hot, too, and they can save your life.
There you go.
Listen, they clearly have time to work out at the firehouse. That's all I'm saying. They look great.
Very homoerotic,
Call me.
Honestly.
What?
And I also feel like having gone to that party earlier in the day, earlier in the evening, set us up for the rest of the night to yes. have like a, we're going to talk to people in person vibe.
Yes. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Did you like bring the chaotic energy throughout the evening?
So we went, so Erica did.
Yeah, where'd you guys go?
No, oh, the tea. Way. So we tried to go to a bar in the West Village where Name? We waited in line, which I feel embarrassed even saying that I did that because no. I just hate waiting in line.
Yeah, yeah.
The line moved.
The line did move.
Also, can I say, a line, great place in New York to meet people.
That's Amen. True.
You have a common enemy. Enemy. I can't talk.
The girls in the bathroom.
Yes. Literally. It's so true.
I've known men to hit on the women's bathroom line. They're like, yeah. well, where are they going to go? They're not going to leave.
They're a captive audience.
I'm going to drink for you when you come out. You know? Not bad.
Unfortunately, though, this... And so backing up, I was excited about the age range at your party.
Oh,
because
yeah, yeah.
I have been to singles events prior. Mm. Like, there's this app called Thursday. I don't think it exists in LA yet.
No, not yet, but I know of them.
Yeah. Yes. And I've been to... We went to one together. Yeah.
I think we went to two.
We did go to two together.
Chaotic.
I've been to a couple... They were children, everyone.
No way. Really?
Yeah. They were
Interesting.
Children.
Like under 25 exclusively.
Interesting. Okay.
And so I just didn't know what to expect. But the age range was great.
Oh, thank you.
Not so much at the bar that we went to.
Mm.
Young.
Yeah.
Young.
Really?
And so packed. I feel old even saying this, but like so packed that like in order to move, another person had to move. Like there was no, like you had to trade spots with another person in order to be in a different place.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so annoying.
Not
so enjoyable. Like to get to the bar, it was like one of those games where you move those little squares around to try to get that other, like it was like that. It was like, okay, let me move her out of the way and then he can step back and so then I can go. It was like that.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we got a drink, but then we left. And as we were leaving, the bouncer was like, oh, where are y'all going? And we were like, oh, it's, you know, not really quite our scene.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I thought you might feel that way when you walked in.
sir.
Okay.
That's not your job to drag me.
But also give a girl a warning.
I mean, yeah. Maybe, but he doesn't know. Maybe you're a cougar. You know, maybe you're into the younger guy.
Imagine a bouncer just walking down the line being like, psst. You're not gonna like it.
I mean,
but imagine if you did that, like, you're too old for this place.
I'd be
like, I'm going home now. Thanks, bye. Like, I would cry.
But then I did go home.
You did after that?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done.
I went home. I ordered a steak quesadilla. It was delicious.
Ooh. Ooh.
It was so good. Erica,
where was your evening?
Listen, I didn't go home. I was like, I'm in a skirt. Okay. I'm gonna go out. I don't dress like that very often. And I'm
jealous. I wish I'd gone with you.
It was. I picked a fun bar. I picked a fun bar.
This bar sounds amazing.
I went to this place. Do we name places?
Yeah, we can name places.
Okay. I went to this place called Blue Haven. And I walked by it earlier in the night. And it was very like sports bra TVs. A lot of dudes.
I've watched football there before, but I've never been there at night.
Right. So I was just like, I don't know. That bar, like it stuck in my head. I was like, we're right near it. I'm like, I'm just going to go in, check it out. If I don't like it, I'll go home from there. Right.
We went solo?
Yeah. I went solo. Yeah.
You're
I go solo
brave
a lot.
Soul.
I'm used to it.
I love that.
Thank you. But basically, I was like, I got my sexy tights and my leather skirt on.
Those tights were
good.
Sexy.
I'm going out.
Can confirm. Right? She looked hot.
We're making a full use of this outfit. That was my pure motivation. I was like, we're not tired yet. So I go in and immediately it's like that bar is at the point in the night of like the music playing is the sing-along dancing music. A lot of like 80s, 90s throwbacks.
Ooh.
Almost like drunk wedding vibes.
Yes.
But even more so on this high of like, I walked in and I literally was like looking around like, is everyone here friends? Like, that's what it felt like.
Really?
I was like, this feels like everyone is friends or knows each other. Or there's at least like a few big groups of people dancing, whatever. And also, I'm always amazed when people are, they were probably a little younger than me and people were not grinding dancing. Dancing.
That's like twirl.
Important distinction.
Yeah,
like,
girls are getting twirled. Guys are singing
so
to Whitney Houston. I'm like, oh, this is, hello. This is my vibe.
This is a vibe.
Yeah, pretty 50. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, I'm here by myself, but I can just blend in with one of these groups. So I literally just got a seltzer to drink. I was like, I need some water. Got a seltzer and like, they're playing great music. So I'm just kind of like singing and dancing like by myself. And then some guy who's like owning the dance floor grabs me, twirls me. But I immediately see he has like a ring. But then I realized this guy is like the ring leader of the group. So he kind of like brought me into his group.
Every group needs that
Like
guy.
He basically saw I was by myself and was like, get in here. We're all dancing. And I was like, all right, cool. But then immediately brings me over to his friend. And then also just gives a gesture like, ta-da.
It's I found magic trick. A girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a New York City magician for you.
The girl out of his hat. Not as hot. I'm going to be honest. Not as hot.
And this guy was cute. The only thing that wasn't my type about him, I don't like long hair, but he had like in a bowl bun. But I was like, you know, whatever. He seems nice. Talk to him a bit. Hair. He's nice. He's fun. And then he all of a sudden is like, let's dance. Grabs my hand. So we're dancing. Phenomenal dancer, where I may have immediately been like, are you Latino? And he was not. He was Greek. But I was like, okay.
Still hot.
Yeah. Still into that. Yeah. And great teeth. That's my number one thing.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I ended up making out with this man. Having a great night. But then also now I'm in the friend group now.
I'm so going to the wedding.
That's exactly. Like we're like dancing or whatever, like making out. And then all of a sudden his friends circle around us and are dancing around us like kind of jokingly. And then he looks at me and goes, oh, I guess you're in the group now. It's like, oh, I guess I'm in the group. Yes, I'm in the group.
Yeah. This is magical.
I know. I was very like, all right, screw it. Right. And then I leave, I go home. And he was of course very like, I can go with you. I was like, no, not tonight. Blah, blah.
Did you get his information?
Yeah. I gave him my number. Okay. I gave him my number. I was like, let's go out another night.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Love.
I get home. I get a text from him and he's like, oh, we matched on Bumble tonight, actually.
What?
And I was like, what? And I go, yeah. I look at my Bumble matches and there he is. And I was like, oh, okay.
No way.
Isn't that wild? I was like, that's kind of weird.
That's like Bumble in real life. Like you bumbled and then you bumbled in real life.
Yeah.
Wait, that's magical.
I know. I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Is this your soulmate?
I don't know. I don't know if this is a potential.
That sounds like a no.
Potential friends with benefits situation.
Okay.
Because his, I'll be honest, the Bumble profile description, a little cringe.
Okay.
Little cringe.
What made
of,
it cringe? Yeah, cringe how?
It literally says something in there that's along the lines of like, I'm not really down for a commitment right now, but I'll make up for it with my skills in the bedroom.
Oh. Okay. So not so much cringe as it is like, he's not looking for a relationship.
No, yeah. But the kissing was phenomenal. So,
really?
Yeah.
And it's always those guys who are good in bed too. That's their superpower. They don't need commitment because they're so good in bed that you'll like be like, it's fine.
Yeah. Or can I say this? Last guy I dated, the comedian, great kisser, great makeout chemistry. Oof. Every guy I've made out with since then has been not good.
Until really? Him.
And it, yeah. And it ruins the whole thing.
It does. That's step one. If like, you're not compatible there, it's like, how can you be compatible anywhere else? And wait, was the guy last night, did he hold up to comedian kisser?
Yeah, very good.
Oh,
very good.
Yes.
And it's, he just very much made me feel wanted.
Yeah.
And that's like such a,
that's a huge thing. Feeling.
Dude. And it's the littlest things. The that littlest is. Things. Just a little grab. Give me a little grab.
That's what, there was a guy that I dated over the summer that we called the journalist. By the way, we need a nickname for your man. Maybe the Greek.
The Greek? Is that too vague?
Oh, the Greek.
Or what's the Greek?
Dancing
in,
Greek.
No, was that technically Zorba? What's the know. Who's the guy in the traveling pants? Christos?
I have no idea.
But I think that might be good.
Yeah, that could be a good name. Okay. Nickname.
We can Google it's that later. Christos, something.
Something like that, yeah.
Christonopoulos. Dominos. what a diner.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this story. I want this to work out.
I want his nickname to be that entire sentence you just said. That every time we talk about him, you have to say that entire sentence.
It's called Spinacopita. How's that? Is that good? I can say that. Spinacopita.
Yeah, Spinacopita. I love it.
Yeah.
Which also, very good food.
Yes.
The journalist.
The journalist. He was an awesome guy. Like, planned amazing dates. Really good communication. Texted me out. Like, just so many green flags, right?
Yeah.
Did not make me feel wanted when I was out with him.
Hate it.
Like.
And how many dates was it?
Four.
Yeah, but come on. Date number four, three.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like by the fourth date, I'm like.
Yeah.
And I even tried, like when I was embarked. So this is a guy I met through my matchmaker. So I kind of talked to her about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out with him on date four. And I'm going to try to lean into a little bit more physical touch.
Yeah. Stuff.
Got it.
And see if he just picks up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm going to try to, we're playing mini golf on our fourth date. So yeah.
You get behind him. You're like, oh.
Let me show you. I actually can't see over you. So I don't know what we're doing, but I was trying to like, you know, touch his arm, kind of lean in. I put my arm around him at one point. And when I put my arm around him, he patted me.
Ooh, not a pat. No. You should never pat a lady you want to fuck.
Never pat. Never. Oh. Patting doesn't lead to fucking.
I want to cry.
Never.
A pet?
Yes. So like, but we we kissed at the end of our dates, right? Like he was interested and continuing to ask me out.
But only at the end?
Yeah.
No kiss, hello.
No kiss, hello.
Date four, kiss me, hello.
Like, you know, but no physical contact throughout the date, even when I tried to initiate it. And I actually talked to him on the date about love languages.
Oh, yeah. Is physical touch yours?
One of them. Yeah. Receiving gifts and physical touch.
Okay. Love that.
And
touch and quality time for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm an acts of service hoe.
I couldn't care less about quality time.
And I'll make out with you.
I mean, listen, your love languages are technically all of them.
Yeah. I'm
not scoffing at any of them.
Yeah.
I'm not like, don't fucking help me.
Don't get out of here.
Don't you dare.
Honestly, though, I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah. I do
with
too.
Like some of the acts of service stuff, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
like
I can do it myself.
That was very nice, but it wasn't quite me.
I work on that
in therapy. But so I was talking to him about that, and in that conversation, he was saying like, "Oh yeah, physical touch, like not my thing."
Okay.
Oh,
and I was like, okay. "Oh, all right, I just don't think we're compatible."
Yeah. I mean, especially I think someone could like learn to do that for you, but if it's not natural at the same time,
it was like, we were at underground. Like we would have had to build. It just wasn't there.
No.
So there's a fine line. I feel like guys sometimes are shy, so they don't always.
No man
like,
is shy.
Sometimes
that's true.
No man is shy. I'm putting down the myth.
I think
they might be a little timid and a little slower to make the move, but they'll make the move.
They'll still make the move. I just feel like sometimes it's like that tricky balance between like they want to, and then sometimes they don't, and then sometimes they're just like. That's not their vibe.
That's not their vibe.
But it is like, it is the little thing of like, just put the hand on my lower back when you're ordering a drink or something. Like something it can be very like chill to just, you know, get the vibes percolating, you know?
Yeah.
But it's the worst.
But I love that he made you feel wanted in that way. Cause that is so big. Huge.
Yeah. Dangerous. Anything.
And that you guys dance. I'm obsessed with the story.
Yeah. It was very nice.
It's so fun. Very nice night. So moral of the story, go out by yourself.
Yeah.
Start dancing.
Yeah. Yourself or one friend is what I say.
Yeah.
Groups of two.
I also say like go out to where you would go. Like find your person doing what you love to do. You know what I mean? I believe that they'll like pop up. If you're in your vibe, like in your thing, like I started salsa dancing at one point and thought maybe I'd find a man there. I was like, maybe that's who I am. Maybe I'm a salsa girl.
you know?
And I didn't find my man there, but I like definitely had a good time like and met some cool people. And I was like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
If you're out doing your hobbies, like it could be fun to meet them there.
And that's what's hard is like, I'm not a big drinker, love being in a bar gal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny that like I'll get frustrated with apps, but then like after your party, we go to this crowded ass bar.
Yeah.
And I literally said to Allie in the bar, I was like, this shit makes me be like, you know, dating apps, not that
dating
bad.
Apps are fine.
Not that bad. You know, it's fine. I'll just be on Bumble forever, you know, like or whatever.
Yeah.
But then like the dancing, I was like, oh, I do like to dance.
Oh, I love to dance.
And if you like to dance, finding someone else that likes to dance, such a basic, simple thing.
Yeah.
But it was
true,
just like,
though.
Oof. Yeah. Hard to not imagine a future.
I mean,
you're like, well, I could bring you to a wedding.
Yeah. You'd be the best wedding date.
Wedding date vibe.
Yeah.
I will say that. So going out in that group of two, I feel like three is better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you're with one other person and you start talking to someone or they start talking to someone, now the other person is alone.
Mm, okay.
You have to be careful, though, because you don't want it to end up like we're in a circle and it's impenetrable and no one can speak to us.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then I think there's just more of a like people left behind.
Yeah, or you could do the move where you shove your friend into somebody and then the two of you turn and act like you don't know her.
Yeah, you're like, oh, nope.
Who's
like,
that? On your own. On your own for that.
Who's that? She's here by herself. Weird.
Yeah. Mm.
No, three's good because then they can have a buddy. But also, I feel like if you have the right girl, if you both are like, we're going out and we're going hunting, you know, and you tell your girl that. Sometimes, like, I've gone out with a girl and if she can hold her own and I start talking to someone, it's like.
It has to be the right vibe.
I think you have to be on the same page
that, like, that's what might happen.
Yeah.
Either direction and we're here for it.
But I think three max. At four, then you become an impenetrable wall.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any, like, moves that they do to try to approach people in real life?
No.
Or start a convo?
I'm really bad at it.
You met your man in real life.
I met him in real life.
Oh, yeah. So tell us that story.
Yes. Okay. So
this podcast is going to be like 2 hours long. I fucking love
it. No, I was like, this is kind of a... No, this story is... I love this story, but I don't look like the hero in this story. Like, I look like the hot mess.
We're not always the hero.
So
I know, but I kind of wish my Meet Cute story was like cuter for my sake. But whatever. So I went on this date with this guy on Friday night, and he was a pilot. which I thought was cool. And he told me he'd fly me to Hawaii, which like I thought was cool, but now it's like probably red flag.
Whatever.
But I was like, I'm going to Hawaii. Yeah, it's hot. Anyway,
I play the points game. It's hot.
Right? And we like, you know, kiss at the end of the night. Turns out he's an anti-vaxxer. I was like, oh, wow. Because I was like, he's like, I'm not vaccinated. Right. And I was like, oh, well, how'd you get in the bar? Because they checked. This was like
when they were
post-lockdown checking. Where they're still checking vaccine cards. And he was like, oh, I faked it. And I was like,
no.
What? So I at that point had like reached my breaking point. I went out the next night with my friend and I got really drunk. So I was just like, fuck this. Like you were saying at that bar, you're like, you know what? I'll just be on dating apps forever. Like this fucking sucks, blah, blah, blah. So I got very, very drunk. And then I saw this group of guys next to me and I was bitching to my friend about the date I was on. And she was like, why don't you tell that group of guys about the date and get their advice?
Oh.
And I think she dared me because she didn't think I would do it, but I was drunk. So I did it. I turned to this random group of guys and I was like, I went on this man. The words I said were, this man destroyed my pussy last night, but he's an anti-vaxxer.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's where I started. Mom, stop listening. That's where I started the night. And so I said that to these guys and I told them all about the date and they were like very funny. They were very like sweet. And one of the guys who's my, well, so one of those group of guys, one of them is now my boyfriend. His friend told me, it sounds like you're dating boys and you should start dating men. And I was like, So anyway, blackout.
Damn.
I leave the bar. I like mic drop out of the bar after. I tell them all to like suck a dick. I don't know. And then I leave. And my friend's like, did you get any of their numbers? And I was like, no, I'm going to never fucking see those guys again. And she was like, they were so cute. And I was like, who cares? Let's go to the next bar. You know, like I was literally like, on one. Like 3 months later, I go to this rave in downtown Los Angeles and I'm not a big like rave chick, but my sister dates a DJ and his friends throw this thing. I was there because family, blah, blah, blah. Right. Sure.
I went to a rave to support my family.
I did it for the family.
You know,
rave is a family
as
event.
You do.
You know, Sunday dinner, rave.
So I was down there, which I'd never go to downtown LA. I never go to these like raves. And it's like, it's exclusive. They text you an address like hour before, like blah, 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 blah. All that to say that it's a crazy location for this to have happened, right? So I'm at this rave vibing. This man walks in and I'm like, God, that guy looks so familiar. And my roommate's like, oh my God, do you work with him? Or like, maybe you went into a class with him. And I was like, no, that's not it. That's not it. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to be bold. I walk up to him and I'm like, I can't, you look so familiar. And I really can't put my finger on it. And he goes, yeah. Did you tell my friends to suck a dick at a bar a few months ago? And I was like, oh my God. You know, when like the drunk flash like hits, and I was like, oh, like, that was fucking me. And he was like, that was the funniest shit ever. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, I didn't get your number then, but I like need to get your number now. Like that was so funny. And so I was like, really? So I was like, okay. We exchanged information. Then we had this like rave night together where I was like on some stuff that made it very fun. I was just making out with him the whole night. And so that is now my boyfriend, which never happens. And the only reason he was there is because he was playing pool with the guy who owns the rave warehouse thing. And the warehouse guy was like, hey, you guys want to come to this party? And my boyfriend was like, fuck it. I never go to these things. Let's see what's up.
Exactly.
And so he walked in and like, that's how I fucking met this guy.
This is the in real life charm of like just getting yourself out of the house.
Yes.
Like we've all had that day where you're like, I'm just going to go get brunch with these friends. And then all of a sudden you're back at your house at 1 a.m. You're like, I don't know. One thing's going to another. We got on this energy and just rode the energy wave all day.
I know. Yeah. I think something's like, there's something about going out and doing your thing and being in your hobbies and you're finding a person. I think there's other things about just saying yes to random bullshit and just seeing what happens. Like I don't do the rave scene and I felt very out of place there. Everyone was like in a fur coat and I didn't know that was the thing, so I was like, what? But like I went and I said yes, and then like the stars aligned and now this man, and now I'm like in love with him, and it's so fucking weird. I'm like, what the fuck? I like told you all. And so anyway, I wish her cute story was cuter, because I like, his mom was like, how'd you guys meet? And he's like, she told me to suck a dick. I was like, oh,
he said that
God.
To his mom.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Everyone knows the story now. My mom's like, you son of a bitch.
And I'm
like,
incredible.
But people that know you and know your personality probably look at you and go, that is how she would meet her guy.
That tracks.
You know?
That tracks.
I know. And I always thought I had to be, I think like what I learned from all of that is like, I always thought I had to be like smaller and like cuter and like daintier to like meet a man. You know what I mean?
No, I've never turned heads of a guy in an outfit. I have definitely turned heads of something I've said. I'm also that bold person that'll say something and I see guys like look over their shoulder. And I'm like, that's probably how I'm going to meet someone. They're going to be like, who said that?
What?
I'm
going to marry her. What was that?
Exactly. I know. I was like, if you're just unapologetically yourself, like maybe the right person will float into your life. I don't know.
Yeah. I like the combo of being unapologetically yourself, but also putting yourself in more situations.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I feel like the advice of, you know, it'll happen when you least expect it.
I hate that advice.
It's fucking awful. Because
when you stop looking.
Right. Like, should I just be in this empty apartment right now when he's going to knock on my door? No.
No, he's going to rob you. He's going to break in.
Yeah. Right? Like, no. You're going to go to a rave. Yeah. You're going to meet a guy that you told to suck a dick 3 months ago.
Yeah. Something.
That's what you're going to do.
Yeah. 100%. I recommend telling people to suck dicks.
Here's the thing. You did technically use a line. I know people that have used.
Which
lying,
is?
Saying, you look really familiar.
Oh.
They'll give something. They'll say, did you like go to school here?
And they're lying?
They're lying. Straight up lying. They're like, he's cute. My aunt met her husband that way.
No way.
She was like at a bar waiting for friends to get there. And she was like, they weren't there yet. And I was like, oh, I'll do a lap. She's like, I see this guy. He's cute. She's like, so I go up and I'm like, I'm sorry, you look so familiar. Did you go to Maryland? And he was like, no, I didn't go. And she was like, oh, she's like, I swear you look exactly like someone from there or whatever. And then it just started a conversation.
Now they're married.
That's it. Now they're married. Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
That's a great idea.
I didn't even know that was a line. I was being genuine, but that is a really, I mean, an icebreaker. You know? So yeah.
But it is easy just to like, just literally almost stare at someone. Just stare at them to catch
quizzically.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Act like, oh, you caught me. You're like, sorry. I'm sorry.
You just look so familiar. I love that.
I know. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good line.
My friend has a move. She told me in a bar, she will ask a guy to pass her a napkin.
I have done that before.
To be near the bar. Yeah. But that's a good one of one, it's an asking for help thing, which has studies have been shown that makes men more into you or whatever, feel like men. But it's such a like, I'm not really coming on to you, but it gets you to just look at me and maybe talk to me for a second.
It's just 100%. Psychologically true in general about you like people more. Forget about gender, forget about dating. You like people more when you help them.
Uh-huh.
Because it makes your mind think like, oh, I must like them because I did this thing for them.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that Matthew Hussey has a whole thing about that where he talks about asking anybody to hold your jacket. At the bar.
Yep.
So like you order drinks for your friends, let's say, and you'd be like, hey, do you mind holding my jacket while I bring my drinks to my friends?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And obviously you have to see this person doesn't look like he's going to run away with my jacket.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Don't leave anything valuable in the jacket.
Yeah.
But then you come back and you're like, oh, thank you so much. And then if there's a vibe, you can start talking.
Mm-hmm. There's so much about like breaking the ice and just having like something already happens. So you can chat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Which I think that, coming full circle brings us back to what you were saying about those icebreaker questions at your parties.
Yeah.
That like you had to talk to him, them, but then later you see them again and you're like, oh, that's the guy who had sex in a nightclub in Berlin, which is something that someone told us last night.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love asking that question. No, I know. I think there's something about that. And I try to do that at the party. There's all these like chaotic questions and stuff to just kind of like get the conversation flowing. Like make it not so like formal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Make it fun. Yeah.
I was going to say another move is ordering an extra drink or shot on accident, quote unquote.
Oh my God.
And then you're just like, oh, we got an extra shot. You want one?
So that is actually, it was not an accident. Well, it was an accident sort of. That is how I started talking to the man in the orange hat.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I had ordered us drinks. I hate the taste of tonic. It literally repulses me.
Yeah.
But I love gin.
Yeah.
I order gin and sodas. No matter how much I clarify that I want soda, bartenders make me gin and tonics almost every time.
Oh
I think it's just
God.
Like a muscle memory thing
because
it's so common. It happened last night. And so we had both. So like I gave her hers and then he had to remake mine. But then I had an extra gin and tonic that had already been poured.
Oh my God.
And so I said to the guy in the orange hat, like, hey, he just made this on accident. Do you want it? And that's how we started talking.
Yeah.
Really? That's a good move.
So like
I like that.
Happened genuinely, but like, that is something you could do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you take a shot together to have a drink. And then you're kind of like, again, ice is broken.
Yeah.
You can chat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love that.
Shoe compliments for men. They typically like.
He liked his sneakers.
Yeah. And I tell men, I'm like, compliment not their body.
Don't compliment my skin.
Please.
An accessory of some kind.
Don't compliment how much skin you can see.
Skin.
Poor guy panicked. Was like, skin.
Yeah. I can see it. There's so much of it.
Yeah. Do a specific. A purse, a jacket, my shoes. some, my necklace, something.
Yeah. Anything something. That's not the body.
Anything but skin.
Anything but skin and skin. Hair, please.
Yeah. Well, this has been so much fun that I've forgotten that I think we've been 20 for a really long time.
Yeah, but this is great.
It's amazing.
This is super fun.
But Cassidy, so if people live in LA,
yes,
they can come to your parties every month?
You do them every month? Do them monthly now, 1 to 2 times a month. Yeah.
Amazing. Yes. And so where can they find that information?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassidy Nash Davis. And that's where I post about all the events.
Incredible. And we'll put that in the show notes, of course.
Yeah.
And I hope you do more New York, because I would love to go to another one. We would love to go to another one. Well, I won't
I would love that.
No. Yeah. Go. And I know in your description, you say bring someone that you matched with on a dating app.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I would encourage women do like the Sex and the City thing of like bring a male friend.
Yes.
Because one, they are more reliable to come.
Yeah.
And two, literally the selling point is going, there is going to be a ton of women here.
Yes.
That's all you have to say.
Except. Yeah. Joke's on me because the male friend that was supposed to come bailed.
Yeah.
I know, the men tend to bail. But yeah, I feel like bring someone because the ticket includes a plus one. And if they happen to be a single man, a male, that would just help me keep the ratio even. But
yes,
bring someone. Yeah,
totally.
To help you date.
But help out your fellow girlfriends. You know what I mean?
No,
help them out. Stick together, women. Bring your guy friend you're some reason not attracted to.
Stick together.
Maybe someone else will be.
Yeah.
We all have that friend, though.
Yeah, there's an ass for every seat.
There you go.
I say
there you
that go. All the time.
it's a fun play.
I say that all the time. Song. Oh, my God.
I love that.
Yes. Anyway. Well,
this was so much fun.
Thank you guys so much for having me and for coming last night. It was so fun.
It was so great. I'm so glad we had to do this in person, too.
I know.
Look at that.
Incredible.
Hungover queens.
Yeah, seriously, though. We did not start this an hour after we were supposed to.
No.
So, yeah, we will put all this info in the show notes. And thank you again.
Yeah. And you can follow us on TikTok now.
Oh, you can.
Finding Mr. Hype Pod.
Finding Mr. Hype Pod. We are now on TikTok. I believe we have 3 followers, me and both of your accounts.
We just made the account.
We're about to have a fourth.
Yes.
Hot tub number 4.
Yes. And, we will talk soon, I'm sure.
Okay, yay. Thanks, guys.